you guys. Welcome to Ratchet Dojo Radio. I am your host, Ro the Show. In this podcast, we're gonna take you down, pass your guard, and then steal your girl. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you guys, welcome to Ratchet Dojo Radio. I am your host, Ro the Show. If this is your first time listening and you are wondering what this podcast is about, this podcast is all about jiu-jitsu and everything that revolves around it. Before I introduce to you our guests of the evening, I have to do some housekeeping. So first, if you like this podcast and you're getting something out of it, please tell one of your BJJ friends about it. And please hit that subscribe button. We are dropping new content every Monday and Wednesday, and you do not want to miss them. Mondays, we have our Ratchet Roundtable, and we talk about our experiences moving up the ranks. We offer you advice that may help you in your pursuit of black belt. Wednesdays, we talk to our Ratchet experts that are also jiu-jitsu practitioners and offer you advice in their chosen field of work. So you do not want to miss these. Second, and this is how we pay the bills. Please go to RatchetDojo.com and support the cause by purchasing your limited edition t-shirts for only $25. And now, welcome to Ratchet Dojo. Tonight, we are doing a special episode with our friends at Mendez Boxing Gym. In essence, we are reaching out to a friend to see how they're doing. We are joined by the head trainer of Mendez Boxing Gym, Coach Leo Morales. What's up, Leo?
How you doing? I'm good. How you doing, bro? How's everything?
I thought I lost you there for a moment.
Nah, you ain't lose me. I'm still here.
All right, cool. Yeah, man. How you doing? How's everything? I haven't spoken to you in like maybe 2-3 months, man.
Man, I don't know, bro. I can't even tell you. No, since this started, I've been quarantined for like, I'm not gonna lie to you, for like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I ain't lost at home. I've been cautious, you know, following the rules. You know, you got to be safe than sorry. You know, I still talk to the family of Mendez, Frankie, you know, Lou, Sebastian, Andy, who else? Sammy, I speak to all of them. You know, we keep in touch. We try to do a workout show every Saturday, you know, for the Mendez family. You know, we all can keep in touch, you know?
Yeah.
What I've been doing. No, that's what I've been doing for the past, 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah, I mean, we're approaching like 3 months, so...
3 months.
So this is the reason why I have you over the phone, because, you know, I feel as if like, you know, we have not been able to communicate or talk or, you know, so I'm trying to just connect with you and also the listeners, and I'm sure that we're going to have a lot of Mendez Boxing Gym members tuning in, and, you know, they just want to know, you know, how's things going at Mendez? You know, we know that we have a couple of people pass away, unfortunately. We have Nelson Cuevas and also Mr. Mendez himself passed away, which is so sad, you know?
I know. No, everybody's taking it, no, day by day. Loose and numb, they're taking it day by day. They're strong. No, we all keep in touch. Well, I know they're going to keep it going. The gym's gonna keep on going. They're just waiting for the word when the gyms is open. No, we're gonna keep on going. We all family. We got to all be tight. You know, we got to keep in touch. Remember, it was a gym. Everybody had their own private. You know, everybody was independent. Some people was independent. Most people working in the house. But Mendez was different. Mendez was like a family. I'm not gonna lie. When I first came to Mendez, the first year, I was like, oh my god, this is a different gym. And I've been to a couple of gyms. No, and that was like no. Half white collar and half fighters. And it's like, it was different. It's totally different. People was different. Everybody was different. Everybody came from different, no, a different route, different family, no, different countries, different, no. Everybody came from everywhere. You know, it was just, we all just got to keep it moving.
Yeah, definitely. Know? No, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm an independent contractor and I've been with Mendez since, I don't know, 2010 maybe. So I've been there for 10 years, maybe a little longer when I was when they were on the fifth floor on 26th Street. So I've been there for a while. Yeah. So, and one of the things that I've always experienced is that there's always this, like you said, a family vibe. Like people are very, like, it's a tight knit community. And that's something special that I feel that Mr. Mendez has created for himself. Not just for himself, I should say, but just the entire, the gym atmosphere. And you're right.
Remember,
go ahead.
Remember for that gym, he gave everybody a platform. No?
Yeah, man.
Even the people that didn't have it went to Mendez, man, it was just like a gold mine.
Yeah.
They change your attitude, you change your moment, you move different. No, everything be straight positive because everybody around you knows positive and no negative.
Yeah, yeah. And Mr. Mendez didn't want that. You know, I mean, I remember when I first came to that gym, I actually, you know, I had one client or one fighter and I couldn't even afford the lockers, you know, to tell you the truth. And I was struggling. And I completely, in 10 years, I completely developed my business at Mendez Boxing Gym. And you're right. He gave me the opportunity to be able to come into the gym and, you know, establish my business. And he left me alone, you know, because it's really up to you, right? Like in boxing, it's like you want something, you got to go after it.
That's anything in life. You got to chase it. No, it's there, but you got to know, you got to grab it. You got to know, you got to run after it. You got to chase, you got to follow it.
Yeah.
And you got to follow your dreams.
Yep. Yep. So now, I want to just talk a little bit of shop just for our listeners. So the first question that I have for you is, how is the Mendez family doing? Frankie, Luz?
They're doing good. They're doing good. They hold it strong. You know? Mm-hmm. We see each other once a week. You know, they're doing for somebody that know that they love and that hold the whole family together. They're holding it real strong.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's a legacy now. Remember, he left his print, you know? They just got to carry it, no?
Right. And for those of you listening, and you've probably, because I get this a lot, like they didn't realize that Frankie and Luz was Mr. Mendez's son and daughter. And, you know, for those of you listening and you do not know who they are, you've probably seen them. They're not like they've been in the business. They've been running the business and of things with Mr. Mendez. So, but now I believe that you're going to have an opportunity to really get to see who they are because, you know, frankly, when I first started, you know, I didn't know who they were either. You know, I thought they were just like, you know, just workers there, but they keep a very low profile and, you know, so.
Very low profile. Don't get me wrong. They the one that run the business. They're there every day. Losing them is there almost every day.
Yeah. So we want to be able to put things to bed as far as like, is things going to change, et cetera. I mean, you know, they're younger.
That's true. They younger, right?
Yeah.
Remember, thing changes. You know, everything is changing now. Everything is turning to fashion. It's not cardio box. It's not box. No, everything is changing. The only thing that, no, they just got to keep things clean. No, they got to follow the protocols. They could do it. They could do it. They young. They might, remember, they're not a flashy person.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not flashy. They all about, they're about themselves. They walk forward. No, they don't party too much. They got this. They got this.
Yeah, yeah. And I had an opportunity to talk to Frankie maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he did mention that, you know, it's like, well, what's the status with the gym? And he's like, yeah, you know, we're just going to keep moving forward. They're just waiting for the government to just give them the okay to open back up.
Yeah, the only thing right now is just nothing's got to change. I think for a couple of months, it's not going to be like pad work. It's going to be like group classes. No, teach them more technique. No, it's not going to be hands-on. But now they really have to learn. Now they really got to use their brain. No, everybody can't be baby no more. This thing right here that's happening, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
And why do you say that?
Because everybody got to know, like life is not a game. You got to follow protocols. You got to show respect. You got to show morals.
Do you feel as if like people were just taking that for granted in the past?
Yeah, for real. Of course. Of course. Of course. Even to this day, when this happened right now, this COVID-19, these young kids don't care. They think they live in, they look like I have it. I'm going, I'm, like I beat it. And they go home, they give it to their grandma, they passed away, and the grandma could die.
Mm-hmm.
No, this could be good and this could be bad, but this is the good. We got to make this positive. Remember, the pollution in the air is clearing it up. No, not that much pollution, not that much, you know, factories is on. You know, it's for the good. It's for the good.
Well, I do feel as if like there's a lot of people out there that that did take, you know, for example, Amanda's boxing gym, the gyms for granted, you know, that it'll always be there. But, you know, with that time off, it really gave people perspective as far as like what's important in their life, how much they actually miss Mendes Boxing Gym and the community aspect of it. And yeah, like you said, it is good. And then there's also, there's positives and negatives and everything, right? So
of course,
the negatives is that, you know, we're all in lockdown. But the positive is like, people are...
We all keep in touch.
Yeah, keeping in touch, the community aspect. But it also gives people the opportunity to look at what's important. And also from a business perspective, from Frankie's perspective, at least the way I look at it, is just things are going to change. You know, there's going to be some new... I mean, it's just because the COVID-19, the quarantine, the social distancing, you know, how can you be completely hands-on with someone? I mean, I'm thinking about you guys as the trainers, right? So it's like, pad work is like, rando coming in.
Everybody want pad work. Everybody want pad work.
Yeah, I mean, pad work is great. All right, so let me finish this and we'll get back right into that. So as far as pad work is concerned, did you guys think about, like, as far as social distancing is concerned, protocols are you guys going to do to meet that?
Right now, we'll be talking, you know, they get changed the floors, you know, they get to take out the mats out.
Yep.
You know, no bags got to be wiped. Whoever used the bag, they got to wipe it down. It's not gonna be so much crowded. I think they get run by truthfully, I don't know, but they get probably run by every hour. People gotta come in every hour. Remember, things are gonna change, like you said, because people's gonna be scared.
Yeah. So I have spoken to a lot of gym owners the past few weeks, and some of the steps that they're taking as far as social distancing is concerned is that when things do start to open up, managing people's spacing is one of them. Fortunately, in boxing, you know, we are able to work independently, and, you know, wearing a mask going to be a part of that, you think?
I don't know, because you can rock a mask. What happened to you there 8 hours? You're going to suffocate if you have that mask on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're talking about the workers. I'm talking about
the workers. Even the members too. They can't. I think they can't put on a mask. That's dangerous. They got to find a way. Because even this, they say it plays social distance, right? They say they stay six feet apart, right?
Yeah.
You notice as a trainer, as a fighter, as a competitor, when you jump rope, that sweat splashes at least more than 6 feet.
Land right in my eyeball.
for real.
So I think that, so I think we're talking about the solutions right now, right? So yes, we do deal with a lot of sweat, and it's like, that's why we ask you guys to keep your shirt on so you're not sweating all over everyone, right? So imagine you're jumping rope, and as a coach, you're there 8 days, and then like somebody's jumping rope, the sweat hits the rope and it hits you right in the eyeball. Because it has happened to me.
I think all gyms give all trainers and all trainers, even private trainers, they should rock a mask. Not the mask that cover your mouth, the mask that cover your eyes and your whole face.
Yeah,
with the plastic.
I get what you're saying. You're doing it's kind of like a lid, you know, like
like a lid. Truthfully,
I couldn't agree with you more. And what do you think about gloves? Should we be wearing gloves as well?
Yeah, we could wear gloves. Yep.
Yeah.
Gloves are very important.
The disposable gloves, right? Yeah.
Gloves, the face mask. What else? No, you got to clean the gloves before you start training them. You got to clean your pads before you start training them.
Yeah. So it sounds to me as if, like, you know, be more mindful for the people working there as a member. You know, just like, just help us out, you know, like keep your equipment clean and so on, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that don't, right? Like the sweaty hand wraps.
Remember, it's going to be hard.
Smelly.
For real, because everybody's different.
Right.
What you going to do when somebody comes with smelly hand wraps? Oh, you can't come in?
Right.
There could be a lot of them coming in the business like that. And know what? Your business is not going to run because it could be half of the industry of fitness. A lot of people is funky.
So let me just clarify that. Half of the fitness industry, they are funky.
Funky.
You heard it here first, you ladies and gentlemen.
You heard from Leo.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. There's a lot of questionable characters in the world of boxing, and questionable in when was the last time they took a shower?
No, a lot. Yeah, for real. You don't even know. And as a trainer, we got to deal with that. No.
Oh my God. So what are your pet peeves as far as being a coach and you're working with someone? What are some of the things that bother you the most?
Truthfully, but
besides being working with a funky person,
truthfully, people that don't listen, that don't know, that don't pay attention. What else? That's it. People that don't listen, that really don't pay attention. Because everything else I could deal with.
Right.
The sweat, I could deal with it, but sometimes I can't.
Got it.
But everything else, I could. No, everybody's different. No.
Yes, totally. But when you say like listening, are you talking about like just being respectful or
respectful understanding when you're teaching them?
Oh my God.
No.
The worst is like people that come in there like that don't know how to box. They go in there, you try to teach them and they know better than you, right?
It's the truth. They think they know it all. Uh-huh. And after that, after you try to tell them, they don't want to listen no more. As a trainer, I don't like dealing with those people because
it's equivalent to your car breaking down. You bringing it to the mechanic. You have absolutely no idea how it broke down. The mechanic tells you what's going on. And then, no, Mr. Mechanic, I know better than you. Correct?
Nah, it can't be like that because everything in life, if I go to your house, I got to listen to your rules. If I go to school, I got to follow the rules. No, everything you got to follow.
Right.
Everybody have everybody got a profession for a reason. That's his profession. He's a trainer. Let him be a trainer. He's training you. Don't take a little bit. And don't think that you can train everybody. Because end of the day, when you train people, they could get hurt.
Yep. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So let's bring this back to Mendez Boxing Gym. Do you guys know? So currently, you guys are offering Zoom classes every Saturday, correct?
Every Saturday.
What time?
At 12 o'clock.
Okay, so 12 o'clock, Zoom class.
12 o'clock, so, Zoom classes.
So for those of you listening, every Saturday, 12 p.m., Zoom. And how do they find out about the code?
They got to follow Mendez Boxing Gym.
Okay.
They post it on Instagram.
On Instagram or anywhere else, Facebook, do you know?
Facebook and Instagram.
And Twitter. Do you know that I am the one that purchased all those domains years ago? I was the one that set it all up. I literally was the person that just like, I bought the Mendez Boxing Gym domain. I got the handle for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I set it all up. And then one day, Mr. Mendez was like, I want it. And I'm like, is he going to send the cartel at me after me? But I'm like, of course, you guys can have it. So I pass it over to Frankie.
That's what's up. But remember, bro, you're a good person. You always give out, man.
Thank you, brother.
You always have a heart.
Yeah. We got to look out for each other. So this is the truth. Yeah.
It's the truth. You know, because remember, everybody's not perfect.
Right. I mean, yeah, no. I mean, you know, we all come from different backgrounds. So besides the Zoom class, there was a GoFundMe account that was started. I don't know who started that, but is that helping out at all?
Truthfully, I don't have nothing to do with that.
Of course. Got it.
I don't have nothing to do with that. That's on them.
Got it. So that was kind of an independent thing. I believe that a member started. I'm not 100% sure about that.
I really don't know.
Got it. Okay.
I just know they did a GoFundMe page, you know, just to help the family and you know, the father.
Got it.
You know, and the trainers and stuff.
Yeah. And as far as the GoFundMe page, if you are someone that has donated to that, I'm speaking for Mendez Boxing Gym. We want to say thank you.
For real. Yeah. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
So that's what we do. That's what we do in the class every Saturday, just to give out, you know,
got it,
to the Mendes family, because you know we miss all of them.
Yeah. And as far as the trainers are concerned, how are they doing financially, emotionally? You know,
everybody I've been talking to, they is the same way they were in the gym.
Got it.
No, their attitude is not changing. No, they're taking it day by day. No, half of their family's working. They know. The ones I'm talking to, they're doing good. No?
Yeah.
Some of them right now, no, don't in independent training. No, they have to do what they got to do to survive. No, it's not even only boxing. You know, it's the whole world.
Yes, of course. Yes.
No, but they're doing good. They're doing good. Remember, we all together. No, if somebody needed, I'm here. No, if I needed, they there.
Yeah. As far as the your trainers are concerned, I do keep in touch with some of them, and I feel as if I see that they're hustling out there. You know, they're doing whatever you got to do to make ends meet. And as far as their attitudes concerned, you know, I mean, being a fighter, you kind of have to you've been through the fire, so it's like everything else after fighting is kind of like easy, right? Even this pandemic.
It's true. It's so true.
Those are some of the benefits of training.
It's true. As a training, it does make you tired, because remember, you've been through so much, you sacrificed so much,
mm-hmm.
and no, and this when this has happened, this is no.
Yeah.
It's tough for them, but no, they going through it because no, they know what they have to go. It's the discipline what they got from boxing.
Right.
No.
And then, okay, so as far as, so I'm going to be speaking to as far as like the independent contractors are concerned, you know, I'm obviously an independent contractor that uses the gym to be able to run my business. Have you checked in with any of them? Of course.
I checked out. They checked on me. I was so surprised. I was really so surprised who called my phone. I had Ricky Ray, I had Ray, I had Miyogo, I had a lot of people. I had Santiago, I had a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I called back, no OBO, keep in touch.
And,
you know, they're all doing good. All of them looking good, and all of them doing, a lot of them doing Zoom classes.
Okay. And then, so have you heard about Charlie? Because Ricky Ray reached out to me concerning Charlie.
I just found that out, it was just a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even know what was going on to Ricky told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. So I'm not familiar with the story, but for those of you that don't know, Charlie is a kickboxing instructor or private trainer. And, you know, apparently he disappeared off the map and off the grid, and we're still trying to find him in a sense. So if any of you know about any whereabouts about where this guy is, Charlie, I don't even know his last name, but Charlie.
Me either.
Yeah. You know, reach out to direct message me or reach out to the gym and give us some information that you may possibly have. We're just checking in on everyone. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody else is known.
Yeah. And
everybody else is good.
Good. And as far as the gym is concerned, do you guys have any idea when the gym's going to reopen?
No, like I was telling you before, we got to wait for the government.
Yeah.
We got to wait for it. We got to wait for them to give us the yes.
Yeah, I believe.
That's the only way.
Yeah, I mean, I know in Atlanta, Georgia, there's some gyms opening up already. I have a friend that's opening a gym up on June 1st, so reopening. So I was just I was just trying to figure out if they had any idea as far as like reopening, because I know things are starting to open up, I believe, in June. Don't take my word for it. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was June 13th. And so that's what I just thought that you would know.
No, I don't know. I'm just like you.
All right. Got it.
I'm just the worker.
I feel you. All right.
Yeah.
So Leo, any last words for the Mendes Boxing Gym community as far as I don't know, anything you want to tell them?
No, everybody from Mendes, no, they just got to keep strong, move forward, you know, love their loved ones, no, love the one that's above them, no, because no, that's the only one that gives us the power, no, we only got each other, you know, when things open, no, just keep on following your dreams, don't stop, no, keep on working, you know, don't get lazy. I know it's tough. There's no motivation now, but remember, you just got to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing and take it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
you know, things will happen.
Thank you for that, Leo. Do you have an Instagram that people can follow you on?
You can follow me on Instagram, Team Leonidas.
Mm-hmm. So that's Team Leonidas.
Team Leonidas.
Yeah, you can look him up also on Mendes Boxing Gym. And yeah, I'll put his information on this podcast when it says the episode. But as for me, you guys, being an independent contractor for Mendes Boxing Gym, I just want to say that, you know what? Even though I was not part of the gym, I am like part of the family, an extended family. So you call me like
the
a cousin. You could call me like a cousin.
nah, you more than a cousin. nah. Remember, you've been there longer than I did. Yeah. Only been there for 3 years. No.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of faces come and go. Whether that's workers and also members. So wherever you are, you know, just keep the faith. You know, keep swinging. You know, you got to roll with the punches. You know, we've gotten knocked down the past few months.
Yeah,
it's our time to get back up.
We all fighters, you know? We all have a story. We all could get up and keep on walking. Yeah. If you're breathing now and you have a roof under your head and food in your system, that's what matters.
Yeah. At this time, I feel that that's the most important thing right now. You know, you have your health.
It's the truth.
You have food over your shoulders. You have loved ones. And if you don't have your loved ones with you, just know that you have a family to come back to when Mendes Boxing Gym doors open.
Yeah, we always got our arms open.
Yeah, so... So once again, ladies and gentlemen, please give him a follow, Team Leonidas.
Team Leonidas.
Also, feel free to direct message Mendes Boxing Gym. Tag us concerning, you know, just share the love, you guys. Wear your team, your Mendes Boxing Gym when you guys are like shadow boxing or just working out. Just tag Mendes Boxing Gym just so we can spread some more love. I know I will do that. This podcast is on what's called Ratchet Dojo, RATCHETDOJO. And you can find it in every single platform out there, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, etc. So anyway, so this is Rota Show from Ratchet Dojo signing out. Thank you, Team Leonidas or Leo.
Anytime.
I'm looking forward
ratchet
to seeing
Dojo.
You guys. Until next time, you guys, stay ratchet, my friends.